All kindness helps things get better for yourself and for all of us. Let's go kind together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program contains material suitable for mature audiences only. We're so mature.
Such grown-ups.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Fest Radio. Yeah. Ready, free for that?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Welcome to our house. You offended? Tune in.
Jamie Arroyo.
Every Saturday at 6.
He spins good fuck tunes.
Yeah. And sex, drugs, music.
I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, Richie Cohen.
Hey.
Dwayne Tragis.
And
he's got nuts on his mouth and his chin smells like balls.
I've got your nuts in my mouth.
Yeah, you do. That's impossible. There's no eating in the studio.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's why he doesn't. It's my actual testicles.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're salty.
It wouldn't be the first time your chin smelled like balls.
Be the last.
And a very special treat. We've also got BJ. I thought we were going to say it at the same time.
BJ.
BJ.
BJ. Hi.
And not BJ Honeycutt.
This is a mic. You talk into the mic.
He has to teach him everything.
Aww.
He doesn't know anything.
So you got to be up here with me.
This is my husband's penis. This is how you suck it.
Well, I figured I really project.
No. You got to
Be right up in there.
Put your lips next to mine. And blow.
Oh, you guys are sharing it.
Nuts.
Oh.
It's balls.
Round these parts, we play the ass party game.
One of these.
Anytime we say ass, take a sip. A little swig, not a shot, because we say it a lot. Or if you like the marijuana, take a puff.
Yeah, a little piffy
puff. That was a rap. That was good.
Really?
Baseball, your chin is wet. What happened?
I don't know.
Balls.
Balls.
I have that in my notes about you.
Maybe your thing is scissoring with Stormy Leather.
Maybe it is.
If we say ass, you would...
You know, scissor her.
Scissor.
Can't go straight to the scissoring.
Tell me what I can do.
If we say asshole, two sips, or...
Scissor her with a double-ended dildo.
She really likes Stormy Leather
no!
a lot.
Love.
Crazy
we like
about
her too.
If we say her. Ass yeah. fuck, three sips or
make her squirt.
Also, we have the secret word. Here are the prizes. If you say the secret word, you will get.
What is it?
Is it a coloring book?
Golden Girls Mad Libs.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Golden Girls coloring book.
Cock, semen, seminal fluid, jizz, jism, butthole, peanut butter, sex butter, lube. Looby-doo.
I'm surprised you guys aren't honing in on this.
Do you know what? I made the mistake of coining this phrase, DZS, Dorothy's the Bornex Stare. That, you know, that's very, it's popular. People like it. But
people
get the impression that we are hardcore Golden Girls fans, and we're not.
Wow.
So they're always sending us all of this information about the Golden Girls, and it's quite boring. Yeah. But I would love to
You would love to win the ad libs.
I would really love to win them.
You would love to win the
ad libs.
Because ad libs rule.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Damn right they do.
Yeah.
Frenium testicle.
Ape has decided he's a top again.
Who? Oh.
That was November 4th.
Wait, when were you not a top?
Oh. Before that, November 4th.
I've seen some pictures of some things that have gone into some places, and I'm still amazed that your butthole's so small and demure.
So dainty. Is that the word you used? Dainty? Yes. Yeah, my dainty hole.
Yeah.
No, he was always a top, and then there was a guy we met that...
looked like he could hurt him.
He did.
I know what he's into.
Yeah. And something like clicked that day, and so he stayed at bottom for a long time.
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah. Oh.
20 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, long.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. It's a long time.
Wow.
But you know, it's time to, you know, shake things up a little. Switch.
I got Dwayne's ass hot to plump. Is it still hot to plump? Can it plump a hot dog in it?
It still can. I think even more so now.
No. BJ is shaking his head no.
No. It cannot.
Could you tell me why?
Doesn't it just it can't because it doesn't.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? It can't because it doesn't.
You can't just retire as a bottom and
thought we're talking about the plumping of the okay. Oh, I just can't retire.
Yes,
so you're saying
can.
You say okay. So
person sexuality is generally fluid.
It's fluid. Yeah.
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 Like I used to always be like dominant with women, and
Barb.
Now, yeah, my girlfriend just pegs the shit out of me.
He's a basket browsing coupon clipper.
Look, I'm not hanging up the bottom towel. I'm not hanging it up. But you know, and I will bottom again, and I will. So I'm going to say I'm a versatile top.
Is it clean though?
What clean?
Your bottom towel.
It's always clean. Yeah, it's clean.
It's always clean.
It's always clean. What do you mean?
Bottom.
So how many barbs do we have in the house? You know what barb is?
No.
Okay. Barb is somebody who just really likes taking it in the butt and does it all the time.
Oh.
Dwayne really wants to fuck him, but he says no.
This is not a barb over here.
Okay. Are you a top?
We have one non-barb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. You guys are struggling for the top. Right? Is that what
it's
about?
We're struggling for the bottom.
Wait, no.
What?
Wait, fighting over the bottom.
There's no bottom, right?
Right. Because he's no longer a bottom. So that's what the problem
I'm still
is.
Here.
Yeah.
No, but well, I see. It's like a weird alpha thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Dwayne's determined to win.
Yeah.
Barb is one of our expressions here at Ass Radio.
Where did it come from?
Well, I just realized that women named Barbara who call themselves Barb, they're just butt whores.
Totally taking the pony down to Bound Town.
Barb. My mother had a friend named Barb, and now I look at her in a
totally
different way.
Yeah, think about her.
Loved it in her butt.
Completely.
Think about the way she walks.
Oh, my God.
That waddle.
Am I right?
Yeah, I think you are.
Damn right I'm right.
Just from pushing supermarket carts.
And here's one we haven't introduced to the show yet. Aunt Esther.
Yes, Aunt Esther. Because
my cat got fixed recently, and I used the term estrus. Mm-hmm. And she said, what's that? And I explained what estrus is. It's like going into heat. And so Aunt Esther is a woman that really wants to get fucked, but just doesn't ever. That's an Aunt
and
Esther.
She's played by LaWanda Page?
Yes.
Now, is that aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
Aunt, okay.
Aunt Esther.
Yeah. Aunt Esther.
If you're black, you
herself.
Say aunt.
Yeah, I feel like Aunt Esther can control herself. And Aunt Esther, you got to watch out for.
Yeah. Yeah, these details are important.
Yeah.
Very important. So, you're a barb.
I mean, you said all the time, so is that a loophole?
Wait, so if he says it all the time, it's true?
No, I mean, like,
are you
said
going
that you have to have it all the time.
Oh.
I don't have sex with anybody. I hate people.
I'm with you on that.
Wait, but I thought it's anal. I thought barb is anal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I am a barb because if and when... things happen.
That's what you prefer.
No, I don't know that I prefer it. It depends on the person and the dick.
Well, you can't get pregnant, so it's probably
no. That's not my problem either way. I have an IUD.
Wait, is it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No. So you're
plus
saying
I don't have sex with people, but the IUD
now,
is back.
All right. Let's say if you did, you say it depends on the person and the dick.
Yeah.
Now, is there? Are we talking about like a certain size, or is it a chemistry thing? Or
all
is
of
it,
that.
It's all
like,
okay.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Big.
Yeah. No, not for the butt.
Not
really,
the butt.
Not for the butt.
Yeah, it's usually the smaller guy that winds up there.
Right.
Winds up there. Yeah. How'd I wind up here?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a small dick.
Must have taken a wrong turn over at the tank.
Don't you just shift a little and then it's, you know, one
you
or the other?
You could if you want to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's very easy transition.
Does this turn you on, Jamil?
No, I'm just astounded at how little he knows about anatomy. I mean, you had to ask?
Of course I had to ask.
I think you wanted to know.
I want to hear it from her.
I've never seen a woman's body.
I want to hear it from her. That's what turns me on.
Oh, so you're pretending to be stupid.
Yeah. Well, don't let the cat out of the bag.
Listen,
this is radio.
We know about you.
This is radio.
I've got this in my notes right here.
Yeah. I want to start doing that again.
Yeah.
Start doing what?
What? I didn't
Little Blonde Fag.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought you were top so now.
Oh.
That didn't last long. Oh, right. See, Ambien.
So, see what happens?
November 4th. See what today. Happens. How many? It's like almost 21 days.
21 days. Not bad.
That's not bad. Not Come bad. On. 3 weeks.
Well, go for it, Barb.
Little Blonde Barb.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're a little blonde Barb. I like that. That's a new word.
Little Blonde Barb.
Yeah, we both got to write that. Too.
Might be the episode title.
LBB.
Oh, my
little
God.
Little Blonde Barb.
Well, see,
Studio 54 reopening September 15th, 1981.
And I was there. I was there. I was there.
What was that like?
What was that like? Do you think I can remember?
You met my mother. I know it.
Finding was that your mother photo there? Was very
Almost
bizarre.
Certainly.
I mean, I went there.
Oh, really?
I went there a lot when I was a kid.
You haven't seen it?
Underage, of course.
Oh.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, so.
I saw like a picture
that particular
of you.
Night. I can't, you know, they kind of all blurred together at this point.
Okay.
And they were all sort of like that, you know.
Well, give me an idea of what Studio 54 was like, you know, from the door to. The basement.
Well, there was always a crowd out front.
Right.
And we never had to wait because
nice.
We knew the doorman, who was Kevin at that time. There was another one, too. I forget his name. But
Kevin and Arthur, you said?
No. Those are the drag queens. Oh. Kevin was a doorman. You know, there was never a wait outside. So you got right in. And, you just went in and you're on the floor and everyone's dancing and everyone, of course, is high and... You know, regular people and celebrities all mixing together. You know, it's unlike
doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, it's unlike any club that you can go to now. But just a lot of fun. You know, what can I say?
And okay, so
I was so dumb. It was like a club, and there's a lot of fun, and there's people.
I remember
and there's
very
a floor.
Little.
You really enlightened floor. Us, Dwayne.
Hey, wait, no, I remember this. Wait.
The bathroom.
The air was filled with the smell of amyl nitrate.
Really?
Poppers, yeah. So, I mean, even if you weren't doing any drugs, you were getting high from that.
So there was that much of it out there.
There was much of it out there. Or it was being pumped through the air system or whatever.
That's
I mean,
what you
it
said.
Was really strong. I mean, you smelled it and you got high from just, you know, being on the dance floor.
My ass isn't blown out. It's just happy. That's a quote from an earlier episode. Felt like a good time to bring it up.
Okay, but out front, like... The people that you knew were not going to get in. Can you kind of describe them?
Yeah, basically it was, you know, bridge and tunnel.
Wait, I'll say it without being there. It's everyone who lives in New York now.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. It was, it was bridge and tunnel. And that's basically what lives in New York now. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. Right.
I mean, you know,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What celebrities do you remember seeing or meeting there?
Oh, Diana Ross, Bianca Jagger, Andy Warhol.
He sat on
Brooke
his lap.
Shields. Yeah, I sat on his lap. There were these two drag queens, Kevin and Arthur, who nicknamed me Little Andy Warhol, and they said, "Oh, you got to meet him." And they took me up to the private lounge where, you know, the big celebrities were. And and I sat on his lap. Liza was there, Halston was there.
Did he want to take you home and have sex with you?
Rod Stewart? No, he did not. He wasn't like that. I don't think he was like that.
He was sort of asexual.
He was kind of asexual. I mean, he had sex, but he was asexual. Because he talks about it in his diary. What is it, the Andy Horwell A to Z or something?
And I had sex.
Right? It was really of the mind.
Probably was. I think he's also the one that said that sex is better as a fantasy than the real thing.
Better as a fantasy.
Right?
I would be stroking you right now.
Who the hell said it to me? Did I say Rod Stewart? Him? Who else was big then? Oh, Bianca Jagger.
Michael Jackson. Do you ever see him there?
No.
He went there regularly.
Yeah, no.
Tony Danza.
Yeah. That's
my right. Mom saw him. Ooh. He tried to dance with her, and she's like, "You're short. Go away."
Really?
Yeah.
Aw, you're so sexy.
And he was already, I think, on Taxi, right?
Yeah, sure.
But I think she dated someone in Blondie.
Well, when I met Dwayne, he took me there. But it had closed and reopened. I guess that he was at that reopening.
That 81 reopening kind of signaled the change. It was better before then, but you know,
it was
still,
a year after that.
Still, there was still a lot of fun after that.
It wasn't though,
for a while.
Well, nah. There were no celebrities anymore.
There were less celebrities. Sort of, yeah,
it wasn't.
You're right.
It wasn't a special thing anymore.
Its heyday was before that, but that opening party was a big thing. I remember that.
Reopening.
You mentioned Taxi. Last night I watched Jim and Andy. The documentary about...
Weird,
about,
me too.
Did you?
Yeah, weird.
What did you think?
Wait, what document? What is
this? Jim Carrey's gives an interview, and there's a bunch of footage from behind the scenes of the film Man on the Moon when he played Andy Kaufman.
Right, okay.
And what did you think of the documentary?
I thought it was a very interesting documentary. I do wonder what it's like to work with an actor that's that in character, and if I would like it or if I'd find it really annoying.
That'd piss me the fuck off.
Yeah.
It would
wait. Okay,
because you know Tony Clifton,
but know he's the person's in character, and you kind of know what to expect rather than dropping out and then being a real person for a while.
Well, if
he believed that he believed he was Andy Kaufman throughout the shooting. He believed that Andy Kaufman
like Andy
entered
and
him.
This. I think you mean me.
Yeah.
So Andy, right? You and I.
Oh, that is annoying.
Yeah.
I would hate him.
I think he's really skilled actor. But I wasn't buying that. I'm like, no, you're a very good actor.
And Andy was inside me for the filming of that. Like, apparently the entire time he filmed it, he was Andy Kaufman. The entire time. And then afterwards, I had to figure out who I was. And I relate to all of that. Like, you're taking on a character because you're taking a vacation from yourself. But I find it also, like, potentially annoying. Because even the Tony Clifton character, when he was that guy, he would start fights. As Andy, being Jim, as Andy, between scenes, he's starting fights with the wrestler.
Ah.
And like, just like, I don't know if he really was driving cars into walls, but he was driving cars into walls because he had bags over his head.
Yeah.
Like,
wait,
is he really doing that? Because that's a vintage car.
Uh-huh.
Did he really do that?
Asshole. God. Damn good movie, though.
It's kind of just, okay, so taking it too far.
Yeah. Kind of like Jared Leto in Suicide Squad. He like mailed a rat to super attractive Margot, whatever.
Kidder?
No.
Anyway?
I don't even know. She's the hot chick who plays Harley Quinn.
I don't know any of these
rumors. Right. Well, anyway. Okay. She was in a bunch of stuff, and Jared Leto basically was like pranking people, like sending people things in the mail.
He was annoyed at Diana Ross on the American Music Awards.
Really? Why?
I don't know. She was performing, and they kept cutting to him in the audience looking irritated.
What?
And... annoyed that the camera was on him.
That's weird.
Yeah. Maybe he was probably annoyed that the camera was on him.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Wow. I need to look that up because I can't imagine anybody being annoyed at Diana Ross and getting away with it.
He's lucky she didn't notice.
What? Yeah.
He's lucky she didn't notice.
Oh my God. Her fans have felt the wrath. We'll feel the wrath of the fans. That's the real truth. It's not all the antics on stage, but that.
Yeah, it's just
that's what's sinking him.
When cats steal your shit.
Yeah.
Okay, here's
Cats
steal your shit all the time. Like, I put a hat on a bed. It was like a big fluffy hat.
Yeah.
Or not really a fluffy hat, but anyway, it's a very comfortable hat and large. And you're not supposed to do that. It's bad luck. Soon as she saw it, she's like, "That's mine." And she sleeps on it now. I don't, you know, it's all covered in hair. I don't get, it's not mine anymore.
Yeah.
It is no longer my hat. It is now her cat bed.
Yeah.
Has what's her name?
Dawn.
Dawn ever stolen shit from you?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, I know there are cats that actually like steal things. Like you leave it, they take it. They take it to some hiding place, and like you don't know, have no idea where it is because it's gone forever.
Yeah, no, but, Allie doesn't do that. She's like, this is mine.
Yeah, okay. Dawn's the same way. She doesn't steal and hide things because you know, where's she going to hide it?
She took
apartment,
this really big thing though. She took our apartment.
Well, yeah, she did.
Pretty much.
It's hers.
Everything is hers. Well, okay, Jamil found this chair on the street that he brought home and cleaned it up, and he wanted to sell it online because it was pretty, it's an expensive chair, you'd say?
It's valuable. It's expensive, yeah.
And so Dawn was like, this is very nice.
Yeah.
This is mine now.
Oh, she, mm-hmm. it's hers. It just sits in the corner of the room, and that's her desk chair.
Aww.
Yeah.
Her throne for the queen. How about Tony?
But, you know, she'll do that with clothes, too. You take something off, you drop it on the floor. Okay, these clothes are staying here now because I'm bedding them down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tony doesn't necessarily take things except for, like, she'll just decide an area is hers, and she'll knock everything out of the area to make it hers.
Nice.
But she also has weird things that she's obsessed with stealing.
Like what?
Like, embarrassingly enough, panty liners. Yeah.
Used they smell or? Like you.
No, unused panty liners.
Unused.
So like, the drawer that I keep them in, if I keep it open, she'll just like get all these panty liners and then bring them into her room. Okay. Yeah, also my entire room that's her room. Yeah.
Her room.
She has the biggest room in the house. It's her room.
Wait, what are they made of, these panty liners? I'm showing my ignorance again. You like that, Jamil?
Yeah, I imagine some sort of a cotton and plastic, and then like I don't know.
All right, well maybe it's the
sticky.
Cotton.
Oh,
like.
I'm thinking of a tampon.
It's not a tampon. It's like a very thin. It's like a thick piece of paper, or like you know what you put on your like a gauze pad.
Yeah,
it's sort of like a that. Gauze pad for your gash,
but more absorbent.
A gash pad.
Do you wear them? Pad. Do you wear them all the time?
I do, because I have an IUD. I never know if I'm going to get a period.
Right.
Oh,
or like
okay,
a weird period. Yeah. So I wear them all the time in preparation.
And do they work?
Well, they do if you never get a period. They're perfect.
Wait, with an IUD?
Like I don't really get a period. I get a very light period.
You get a light, okay.
But with an IUD, it's a surprise period? You don't know it's coming?
Yeah, it's a weird, unscheduled.
And they're sort of lighter than the normal one.
Completely lighter, so. Yeah. Yeah, when I had my other IUD out for
did
a
did you know this, Jamil?
I don't want to hear this.
Period blood.
I mean, we're like completely derailed from the point, which is why does the cat like the panty liner?
Yeah.
What does the cat do with the panty liner?
Wait,
just lie on them?
The kitty's name is Tony?
Tony, yeah.
That's cute. We just passed Tony's pizza down the street right there.
Aww.
The T is gone. Now it's Oni's.
Oh.
So you got to call Tony Oni.
Oni's. Hi,
Oni.
Pizza.
Oni's.
Oni.
There was a kid that was working there this summer.
That fucking kid. She's also obsessed with toilet paper. Go on.
He was the hardest working kid I've ever fucking seen. He just never stops. Like fill up the toilet paper, the napkin
dispenser,
and then wipe down the table.
Throw out the garbage.
While he's out throwing out the
clean
garbage,
all the glass.
He gives a homeless person $3 to buy some pizza. Not even kidding.
He's a nice kid.
Like, he's a great kid.
Yeah. He's in Puerto Rico right now.
Wait, was he
rebuilding?
Oh, he's rebuilding.
Oh,
well, he is a good kid. He's
We're just pretending
really
that. Yeah, anytime there's a disaster, it's like, oh, he's in Texas.
I get it.
Of course, he went to Las Vegas to help clean up.
I get it.
He's like a good Samaritan, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. It's good. Yeah, I get
also,
it.
He's like, you know, he's like on stocks.
Yeah, what's his name? Tony?
Chris.
Tony.
Chris.
I've named him Chris.
You've named him Chris?
Yeah.
That's a good name for him.
It's my favorite guy name.
You like Chris?
Chris?
Chris.
I'm totally over him.
Chris Kringle.
But I never got over this one boyfriend named Chris. Just kidding, I got over him. I'm over it.
Are you over it, what, now? Just now this happened?
Yeah, like right when like you
right
decided
now?
To go back to being a bottom.
And
I just,
you got over Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good.
Wait,
all right.
The Chris that you had to call the cops on?
No.
Oh, you had more than one Chris.
Yeah.
You couldn't get enough of Chris's.
No, Chris is a really common and kind of boring name. If I didn't have like a special relationship with it.
Well, what about Christopher?
I think that's cute. I think Christian is sexy.
Oh, Christian.
But it's also weird if it's religious.
Yeah.
I don't know any
Chris's.
We just Chris's.
Passed a Christian amulet. I don't know what it means, but it's a Christian amulet. Like it's for just for Christ people, and it's shorter than an ambulance, so it's an ambulance.
Yeah, it's a little ambulance for special people.
For
it's
Christians.
It's the short ambulance.
It's a short ambulance for the dumb Christians.
Getting hurt.
Is that what you are, Dwayne?
A dumb Christian?
Yeah.
No, I'm agnostic.
Oh, that's right.
What were you saying?
He was an altar boy.
I was a, yeah. Oh. I'm a fallen Christian. Is that what they call him? Fallen?
I guess.
Yeah, I fell down, skinned my knee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Fell down, skinned my knee.
The things everybody's that are coming so out of your mouth close. Are just horrible today.
Well, at least something's coming out.
Ooh, instead of a priest going in, go.
Right. Damn, she's fast.
Someone I know, I was sitting on it. I was trying not to do it. I'm like, whatever you do, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, I have to.
His mother got so mad at me recently because why did it come up? I said something about priests.
Being rapists.
Yeah, priests being rapists. And
you know, it comes up
it's
around
just
holidays.
Just a couple of bad apples.
just a couple. Like,
aren't there hundreds or
yeah,
thousands?
It's like, all right, I think
Donny Osmond,
that,
one bad apple.
Yeah. I think they're all pretty much, right? Has there been a priest that didn't rape anyone?
What's the point?
Father Glenn.
Father Glenn.
That was my priest, Father Glenn.
And he didn't rape anyone?
No, he didn't. Wow. But he did watch when we changed.
Yeah, I think he was raping other people. Right, how does that make you feel? Unchosen?
Yes, that makes me feel pretty bad about myself. I was an ugly kid.
Not so much.
Aww.
Hey, what is this picking on me? It's a sad book. Aww. Why is everybody always picking? Oh, what is that? Why is everybody always picking?
It was in the studio.
The Guide to Handling Bullies. That's cute.
Written by nice. Melania.
Is it?
No, but no. That's her fucking cause that she doesn't do anything about.
I wish it was. Yes, she does.
That would be really funny if she wrote that.
Yes.
She can't write.
It would just be like speeches that Michelle Obama wrote.
Right, exactly.
It's just pictures. Oh, no.
It's just pictures. Punch the bully in the nuts. 74 pages of this. Make sure your thumb's in the right position.
Thanksgiving just passed. What'd y'all do? Did you do anything special?
Special?
Yes.
Like special?
Yeah, special.
Like the short bus?
Like yeah, like special? The short religious bus with the ambulance.
Okay.
We had a special meal for special people. No, we just went, we always go to my sister's house for Thanksgiving. It's but no, there's, no great
but that is special.
That's special, yeah.
But the family loves to play this rummy card game that they've been playing for decades and decades. And Jamil originally was making fun of this fact and saying, oh, yeah, that's what white people do. And, you know, thought it was amusing. But now he's obsessed with that playing that game and needs to be the one to win the game. So he's very excited when we get together because he can play the game now and try to win it.
Aww.
Well, we played it.
Great.
We played it.
Try the avocado toast. You'll love
okay,
it.
Okay, look. Enough of this white people thing. I mean, if we're going to get into white people thing, it wasn't the card game. You know, the food was interesting. I miss garlic and salt. There wasn't too much garlic or salt.
Oh.
But the card game was fun. I won the last hand. So that was good.
Oh, the last nice. One. That's the hardest one to win.
Yeah, but other than that, I was the biggest loser.
Why? Like a sore loser or
just no, I the just lowest did, average? I did most poorly. but, you know, I got the last one there and I wasn't that full. I only had one plate of food, so I didn't feel too lethargic afterwards. So that's good too.
So you kept going.
You know, yeah, I had to look at the good things about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I brought some whiskey, and no one else was drinking it, so I was.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Were you secretly the drunkest in the room?
I think he was.
Was it a secret?
It was. I don't know.
I think you knew that no one would be drinking whiskey, so you—that's why you brought that.
I thought it'd be something nice to bring.
Catherine joined my family, and my niece got into a fight with Siri on her phone.
Yesterday. Search the web for what?
Here's what I found on the web for what?
I'm a monster.
It's
funnier when you do it. How do you freak out?
Do it. Come on, do it. Do it.
Meltdown. Do it again. Have a meltdown.
Got my phone recording.
How old is she?
Curse a little.
Listen clear now. I want you to get me to a gig. Now, where I'll put you there. Yeah.
And it's a very...
Yes, you!
That's what I thought. Is Cersei?
Ew.
Oh, I forgot. You didn't hear that part where she said her name.
Oh, no, we didn't
Oops.
Hear that.
Oh.
Well, yeah, well, we didn't have anything special like that because we don't have any kids at the Thanksgiving. Everyone's older. Kids
know,
make it special.
I get into fights with Siri like when I'm drunk.
The kid was basically like having your nephew said it's like two drunk people. It's like two small drunk people.
Yeah, like two small drunk people.
Yeah, and they were yelling at Siri, calling her Cersei, will you open this phone? I'll give you whatever you want.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, because she wanted to play a game.
It's almost time. It is time for our top 10
list.
It
is.
Oh.
We lost David Cassidy recently. I don't know if you heard his final words.
We did.
He said, so much wasted time.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, yes. He did.
That's what his daughter says.
Damn.
Top 10 Partridge Family episode titles.
Wait a minute. Those are supposed to be my last words. How dare he steal them?
You all know how to play this game?
Yeah. Just a minute.
Number 10. Oh, it's episode titles that could be porn. You say what kind of porn it is.
Yeah.
Is it gangbang porn? Is it big dick porn? Glory hole porn? Hello, Jacqueline.
I hate that you're leaving.
Number 10. We'll bring you with.
Promise.
Yes. A Man Called Snake.
Bestiality porn.
Oh, I was thinking big dick porn.
Yeah.
Wow.
A man that rapes little girls with his big dick.
Wowzers.
What?
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. For me, it was a really naughty Riverdale.
What?
How's that what?
How's that a snake?
A snake is a big dick.
Oh, that's just...
And he rapes little girls.
They rape little girls because everyone
wants... Everybody knows that snake's little
because
girls.
Everyone rapes little girls.
Terrible.
That's what they do. People rape little girls. Rape them.
My heart belongs... Number 9, my heart belongs to a two-car garage.
Oh, that's dirty.
Yeah, that's those guys that are into fucking cars.
Oh, really? What? For me, it was butt.
Well, I thought it was butt. Yeah, like yeah. You switch a little and you got the well, you got one garage or the other, right? Yeah, that's what I think.
It's your front butt and your back butt.
Yeah. You got the two-car garage right there, yeah.
Your downstairs mouth.
Yeah, both of them.
Number 8, Lori loses it.
Oh, virgin porn.
Nice.
I made that one up.
I knew you did. I knew you did because it was
gotcha.
No, I don't know if you noticed me not say anything. But then I said something. But no, I knew that wasn't it. But I was like,
when you know it's not it, you call me out.
No, I said nothing because I'm like, wow, it's in the 8th spot. I feel like that's not it, but it could be.
Number 8, the 40-year itch.
Chastity belts.
My marriage.
It's porn where somebody spreads crabs and lice while having sex to other people.
Why is there an itch?
Very, very interesting episode.
It's really disgusting.
Number 7, Double Trouble.
Sex.
Well, that's
DP.
Yeah, DP.
Okay, all right. I
or
thought
twins.
Maybe.
This is hard for me because I know these episodes.
Hermaphrodite.
Ooh, sex. I like hermaphrodite. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Were you big time into Partridge Family?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
So is this desecrating a memory?
Oh, yes.
And we're watching the show right now.
You are rocking
in
a fetal
position. And we have all the
albums.
I've never stopped listening to them since I was 6 years old.
Aw.
It's good music.
Yeah, it's good music.
Number 6. Anatomy of a Tonsil.
Well, that's like, okay, yeah, but you know, here's what they do.
Yeah, that's deep throat.
Yeah, but yeah, but what they do, though, they take those mouth openers, spreaders, so that the mouth is constantly open, and they're fucking this one person over and over.
So these are all of Dwayne's fantasies.
And then they pour beer in her mouth. Sorry, I was adding to it.
It is sort of a Rorschach test.
Yeah.
This list. Number 5, bed knobs and drumsticks.
Oh, that's dirty.
That's dirty.
I like it.
Well, that's you know, dirty. Penetration with bed knobs, broomsticks, broomsticks,
whatever
you name
fuck's
it.
Around.
Yeah. Whatever's
it's
around.
I need something in me now!
Yeah. put something in me.
Number four, not with my sister, you don't.
Oh, boy.
It's just what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Really don't need
to. Yeah, we don't need an explanation to that one. It's right there.
You can go deeper into the incest, stepdad.
Number three, everything you always wanted to know about sex but couldn't pronounce.
Aww.
I think we just saw that one.
No, that's the one where Keith is failing sex ed in class.
Oh, okay. School. Okay. what was the quote? Everything you wanted to know about sex but couldn't pronounce. Well, this is porn.
Analingus.
Hey, wait a minute. This is where we should get the word of the day should come in here.
I'm going to give a hint after the top 10 list.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, did anybody have a good answer here?
No.
Just really. Teacher porn.
Teacher porn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, there, that's it. Yeah, that is it.
Yeah.
So simple. So free. So easy.
Raping little girls. Rape them.
Little girls. Rape them.
Number two. Keith's cum rag.
Nope.
Sorry.
No. But that's something that Danny, you know, finds and jerks off to.
Come on, get happy.
I have no idea what this is, but there's a reason why it's number two, because it sounds really horrible to me in this context. Number two, old scrap mouth.
Oh, my God.
Old scrap mouth.
That's dirty. That's the fifth film from the one with the thing holding open the mouth. It's now become a scrap mouth. Teeth have been fucked out.
Right.
It's a scrap mouth.
Oh, knife play. Knife play.
That's the one where Lori got braces and she was receiving radio frequencies in her mouth.
Oh, wait a minute. That happened.
So when they were playing on stage, she was playing a different song because she was hearing someone's radio.
But wait, that happened on Gilligan's Island, too. Somebody was getting radio waves in their mouth.
That was Gilligan. Oh. Swallowed.
That's right. Yeah. Number one Partridge Family episode title that could be porn. The Tale of Two Hamsters.
Dirty. No.
All right. Well, that's, you know, the
Richard
hamster
Gere.
Up the butt ad.
Richard Gere.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ones that didn't make the list, you're going to get mad at me for at least one of them. All in the Family.
Nice.
The 11-Year Itch. Oh, this one didn't make the list because I don't really want to know what you fuckers are going to come up with.
Oh,
for this
I want to know what Dwayne's got.
Yeah.
Promise her anything but give her a punch.
Oh,
that's, you know, punch fisting, fist punching. I mean,
donkey, what's that called?
Donkey punch.
Donkey punch, yeah. Over and over.
Over and over.
Oh, that's
the
it.
Blood flows.
All right, hint time.
Yeah.
It could be two words or one word.
Orgy, group sex, key party.
Blowjob.
The word itself could be two words or one
word.
Yeah,
sometimes it's written out as two words.
And sometimes written out as one. Right.
And sometimes it's written out as one.
Damn. Is it blowjob?
No.
No.
Because, all right.
Cocksucker.
Said, no.
Damn it. So many things.
I'll give you guys a minute.
Anything could be
two words.
We
can have some dead air.
All right.
After party.
That's.
Gang bang.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
All right.
Glory hole.
Nope.
Gang bang glory hole.
Oh, glory hole.
Nope.
God damn it. Fuck. I said that already. DP, double penetration, triple penetration, any of the penetrations.
That's never
lots
single
of penetration.
Word.
It is if you're typing fast.
Yeah, it's never one word.
Ass to mouth.
Cum dump.
Again. No. What?
Cum dump?
Nope.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Cum. Fuck.
Semen.
Cum slut.
Yes!
Cum
slut!
Yes! Cum slut! Blanche.
You get the ad libs.
Oh my God, I wouldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, because when he said cum dump.
Yeah, you.
I knew it was something.
So that was clearly the second.
Yeah. It was something. Oh my God, this is the best fucking thing ever. All right, let's do one.
All right, this.
Right? We got to.
You got to do one ad.
We got to do one mad lib. Folks, if you like what you're listening to and you want to support Freeform Radio, and you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to sponsor this show, you know, give us some money so that we can keep doing this. Go to rfb.nyc/... That's your cue.
Ass.
That's rfb.nyc/...
Ass.
All right. You got a Mad Lib for us?
All right. Let's see. Out on the Lanai.
All right. Lanai. The Lanai. Oh my, out of the Lanai.
Lanai. All right, give me a part of the body.
Leg.
Nice. Give me an adjective.
Friendly.
Okay.
Give me an occupation.
Bus driver.
Whore.
What?
Drunk.
Whore.
A whorish bus driver.
A drunken whorish bus
drunken
driver.
Drunken whorish bus driver. Yeah.
Verb.
Play.
An animal.
Meow.
Cat.
Beast.
Okay. Type of food.
Lasagna.
Shrimp is a type of
shrimp.
Food.
Yeah, shrimp.
Shrimp. Isn't it? It's a type of food.
It's not a type of food.
Fish.
It's food.
Fish. Fish.
Noun.
Noun. Bed.
Adjective.
Squirmy.
Good adjective.
Thank you. Noun.
Floor.
Horrible, Dwayne.
Banana.
Noun.
Floor banana.
Banana.
Ted.
Banana. Banana.
Trip on banana peel.
Noun.
Ted.
What is it?
What was it?
Ted.
That's a proper noun. And a noun?
Flip.
All right, that, you guys ready?
Flip is not a noun.
Yeah, what's
oh,
a
that's
flip?
A verb.
Like
I'm sorry,
a
noun. No, no, okay, no. Noun. Oh, chair.
Chair, floor.
Okay, ready?
There's got to be a chair in the lanai.
You would think that the girl's lanai would be the perfect.
Lanai! Start over!
Lanai! Did it again. You would think that the girl's lanai would be the perfect place to relax and clear your leg, but it seems that something friendly is always happening out there. Like when Blanche hires a stripper dressed as a bus driver whore.
Drunken bus driver whore.
Drunken bus driver whore. Drunken. To play at Dorothy's bridal shower. A man in a cat beast costume parachutes down thinking he's at the shrimp lasagna bowl. Rose sees a bed in the night sky and thinks it's a UFO. Dorothy and Miles get swept away in the squirming moonlight and share a forbidden floor. Sophia puts a Sicilian banana on the neighbor after his Ted crashes into their flip chair.
Mad Libs are fun.
That was a good story. I
yeah,
like that one.
It was. It's a really good story, kid.
Dwayne.
What?
Flip?
Flip chair.
Flip chair.
It's a flip chair.
Where did you...
Wait. No, no, okay.
I don't know where...
Remember those ones that go click, 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 click? Those are flip chairs. Click, 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 click.
Oh, he's got a point.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to know how it came into your brain.
What?
Flip.
I don't know. I have no idea. Oh. It's the first thing that came in when she said noun.
Because your brain is fascinating.
I don't know.
Flip.
Flip. Flip Wilson. I don't know.
In July, I had predicted that Charles Manson would die before the end of the year.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. Wow. I said it on the show.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure I had a
wow, that's really
proof
weird.
Of it. Yeah, yeah.
A few weeks later, I rescinded that prediction and said it would be in 2019. Do I still get to claim the prediction?
Yes. Of course you do.
Yes.
Yeah, it's your original prediction. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah. He died in the same month he was born.
Did he really?
Exactly.
Month or
how many,
day?
How many days apart?
I have the notes. I think it was like the 12th, notes. And then I think he died on the 19th.
I have the notes. Oh, so it's like less than a week.
Yeah.
I'm yeah, so
see,
sorry. I did it again.
I had predicted that he would he could will himself to death.
Yeah.
Because if by doing it like that, it makes it weird and cements more of a weird legacy for him.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's exactly 40 years after his sentence was changed.
Oh,
in
from 77, death
yeah, because yeah. They changed that in 72.
Wait, okay, 34. Oh, yeah. He tried to die on the 12th, but he didn't quite do it. Like you're saying, he willed himself, so it happened a week later. 7 days
did
later.
He go in on the 12th? Because that's his birthday.
I'm not sure.
Crazy.
Catherine, we didn't get to it last week. You want to out a rapist?
Eh.
No. Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I was hot on it last week.
Is this your Me Too story?
I mean, no, I've got a million of them. I think a lot of women have a million
so sorry.
Of them.
Yeah.
Really? No, I think like every female has more than one.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, I don't think anyone's like, there is this one time and
right,
it traumatized
me.
No, at some point you're just like, now I'm emotionally dead. I don't even see people hitting on me. Like, people are like, do you not realize that person didn't do? I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
They're all just rapists in the waiting anyway.
Well, we know a girl who, when she was younger, she just thought that rape was sex. She just thought that's the way it is. And there's nothing horrible. Really wrong with that because she just assumed that that's the way it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I get it. It's like rarely her idea. It's always his idea, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, this person that I'm not necessarily outing by name because I'm still talking to him about it and trying to get to the bottom of it because he and I have, I mean, at the end of the day, he and I interpreted this thing very differently. But I was covered in bite marks and bruises, so I'm not quite sure how his story checks out. But I saw him post something online about, like, I'm an ally and I want to blah, 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 blah. And I was reading this patronizing bullshit. And I'm like, fuck that. So then I get on and I'm like, I forget what I said. It was something like,
you should feel like shit.
Oh yeah, he's like, I haven't been sleeping because of this kiss.
Right, you shouldn't.
Situation
you shouldn't
where
be
there
sleeping.
Was a kiss, and I, yeah, you shouldn't be sleeping. But then I'm like, oh, I'm drunk. That's not clear enough. Let me be a little less vague. And if anybody wants to talk about what bullshit this is, because you are not an ally, and if anybody wants to talk about what bullshit this status is, hit me up. And like one person that I don't know that he doesn't even know hit me up, and he hit me up to find out, like, hey, what's this about? He didn't remove my comment. He didn't block me. Like, he's continuing to talk about it.
Yeah.
But he told me his version of the event, and I was like, okay, his order of events. And then I was like, okay, but that doesn't explain the bite marks and bruises. And he has radio silence since that last question. I've asked him that multiple times. He also messaged me about, like, doing some weird topless shit on a boat full of dudes. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a great place to get, like, gang raped on the water.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing that. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, that was uncouth. Or whatever.
Uncouth.
Yeah. Some bullshit like that. So yeah, I'm not going to out him yet until I figure out everything. And I'll continue to show you everything that's going on. Because you saw what you saw.
I saw what I saw.
Yeah. I do think that he's a rapist, but he's giving me a reasonable doubt. So I'm going to wait to see what he has to say.
Well, you're being fair and sorting it through.
Tell your, tell your glory hole story instead.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I broke up with this guy and it made me very sad. And my friends were like, I know what'll make you feel better. And one of them took me to a glory hole.
Where?
In Queens.
Queens is supposed to be good in Queens.
Apparently, yeah. It was right near Wiggles.
Okay, go on.
A strip club with hot ladies. Because I didn't believe that he was like open-minded, bisexual, or cool, you know? Or even seedy or something other than asexual, because he was like the weird roommate, you know? So he's like, yeah, no, I totally go to glory holes all the time. It makes me feel better. And I'm like, bullshit, show me. Cause I'm very much like, I'm living my life for the stories. I'm living for, like, you know, if something weird is starting to happen.
You got a story.
Yeah. I'm in, I'm on board for this crazy weird thing. Like some fucking stranger gave me a ride the other day. I'm like, I could get murdered. Like this whole time he's driving, I'm like, I could die.
Yeah.
And I'm on this crazy. I have a whole story about that, but I'm not going to tell that now. Cause I'm going to tell my glory hole story. So we get in, he puts the quarters in, and he's putting on transgendered porn. At the time, it was called tranny porn, but now I think we have to be a little bit more... No, it's not transgendered. It's both.
What?
Like, they had a penis and a vagina, so I guess it is chicks with dicks or hermaphrodite.
You know what's a new thing?
What?
Transracial.
Transracial.
I identify as African-American.
It's no... It's
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, transracial. That's existed for a while since
that
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I saw a person online he identifies as Filipino. Did you?
Yes.
That
yeah, that's what I read. And that's the first time I saw the word transracial.
Well, now it's coined. Yeah. But yeah, it's not Black Friday. It's Friday of Color. But so we go in, whatever. He puts the quarters in, he plays the thing. Apparently, if you don't put quarters in, somebody knocks on the door.
Yes, yeah. We're familiar.
You guys know.
Yeah. BJ is extremely familiar with this because there's a glory hole in our neighborhood that has, you know, his name on one of the doors because he's...
Oh,
put the money in!
Drop the coin!
Put the money in!
I'm sucking a dick, do you mind?
Why are these places
They actually apologized to...
I didn't realize your name was on the door.
What? He wants to know what to call me.
I don't know what to call you.
I'm going to call you Richie. Anyway.
What the fuck?
Do you have another name for him?
My name suddenly.
What you want to call him?
I wasn't sure whether I should say Dick or
no one called
Daddy
Dick.
Or Richie. You anyway, I'm going to say
Daddy
Richie.
Daddy works too.
Well, anyway, he was at one of these, and they were knocking on the door, and when he came out, they apologized right away. He said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't sure what that meant. Who am I?
Who's the star at the Blue Store in New York City?
Wow. At the Blue Store Glory Hole.
No. I think they know me as an upstanding citizen of the neighborhood, and so they realized, oh, he's here.
Okay, when I walk by, they say, you know, good morning, Jamel.
Good morning. Good morning. It's the guys from the porn shop.
Anyway, continue your story. Okay. I want to know the rest.
We're going to run out of time. I want to hear.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, all right, do you want to see me get my dick sucked by a stranger? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fucking do this. And he does like a series of knocks. I'm sure you're familiar with whatever they are. And different knocks, according to him. No. What?
No, nothing's
wrong. I've never heard of a knock.
I've never heard of that at all.
Okay, so there's no specific knock.
There was a handkerchief code in the 70s.
Right. Okay.
Knock code doesn't know.
In a glory hole, there's nothing to do. It's just they put their dick through.
Wait, maybe he got locked in.
No. He was doing like a knocky thing. And then he put his dick through, and then the guy did something like some sort of tapping on his dick, and then he knew that he had to put a condom on. So he put a condom on, and then he put it back through. And I was like, oh, man, that's not a lot of space. Like, I am so unimpressed by the fact that you can fit this, you know?
Oh, was it a hole or just crack?
Like a little narrow crack. A little narrow, unimpressive.
Yeah. I don't like those.
Yeah.
No. That's right, you don't, because you're men.
I don't mind.
So he does it, whatever. And now he's aroused and he's emitting an odor, like a stink bug. And I'm like, oh, no.
What?
This is weird.
Wait. Is this a crotchal or an underarmal or an all over?
I want to say it's a grundle scent. Like, it's a fucking under the butt, like, under the balls and butt. Like, I don't know what it is, but it was like when you put, like, a candle under some oils and they, like, you know.
What did it smell like?
Just, like, a stink bug, stink sack, like, just bad, like, butthole, but, like nerdy butthole.
I would hate that to be my life.
Wait a minute.
When I get aroused, I stink.
Yeah, yes. Right? Like, imagine that. Oof. So, yeah, it was just that happened. I'm like, oh. And I'm, like, getting gaggy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he thinks that I'm getting gaggy because of some weird sex thing. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, that is not the weird thing that's happening right now.
Did you tell him?
No, I couldn't. After that, he then showed me, you know, like, let me show you how I suck a dick. And then he, like, put his face up to the thing, and he got a dick, and he sucked this dick. And then after that, I was like, all right, cool, great. Great seeing you. See you again. And then I just ghosted. I like didn't talk to him for a while because of that scent.
I know I said that. No, wait. After he sucked the dick. No, then he went down to suck dicks after getting sucked.
Because he wanted to show me whole trip around the world.
I got that right. But did the smell go dissipate somewhat after that?
You know,
with him getting down there? Or was it just in the room and that was it and you couldn't wait to get out?
I think it was just in the room. I couldn't wait to get out. And it also may have become like mildly nose blind, but not, you know?
Yeah.
So they allow you to go two in a room in there because the ones we know.
As long as you put the quarters in. Or maybe it was like, I'm just showing my foreign friend. She's an exchange student.
I had to break up with a girlfriend because she had blowfish vagina.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
It got bigger?
Yeah. When she would get excited, when I'd be fucking her, her vagina would expand.
Expand.
Yeah.
Not prolapse or anything, but expand.
No, expand. So I'm like fucking air. Wow. And it's like I really liked her. I really loved her. But I mean, I couldn't, you know, I'd get excited. I'd start fucking her and her blowfish.
Why? What's wrong?
So like what you need to do is.
He likes that.
There was nothing, no friction.
Yeah, no friction.
Yeah, it was just like.
Sounds good.
He likes like
you're into that.
We don't open holes.
We don't possess this, but he likes huge.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Well, yeah. No friction is fine. That'd be fine. You had to get used to it. You didn't give it a chance.
Oh, so what?
She was my girlfriend. It wasn't like someone I just fucked. This was my girlfriend.
Could have been like
grandma. It was never gonna work.
Yeah. Grandma, make sure she's not turned on like grandma. Grandma. Grandma.
What is that?
What are you talking about?
It's not sexy is what it is. Yeah, if you turned
her
off.
Like, Scary Spice?
Yeah.
But how could it be less tight if it got bigger? I don't understand how.
Wait, it opens up. There's no friction.
Right.
Big hole.
Okay.
But I understand.
A blowfish.
You know, okay.
I like loose, but I wouldn't like that.
Five minutes left.
Where do we find you? What's up for you?
Oh, my ass.
I mean, you know, we're always on Facebook and Twitter.
You find me in my ass.
Just look for Dick and Dwayne on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
Catherine Dunn.
Yes. Saturday, December 3rd, please come.
Are you doing Mad Libs by yourself during the show?
No.
Yes, come on. Yes, we want to do more. We want to do more. And you're keeping it. You're hoarding it.
Let's do it.
And you wouldn't even want if he didn't say cum dump.
I know. We should do another one.
We should.
But yeah, on December 3rd at 7 p.m., you can find me doing Satanic Bingo at the Bizarre Bar of Bushwick.
That sounds fun.
Please come. It's a lot of fun. I've got a tarot reader. I've got some burlesque performers and a sideshow guy. Should be awesome. Should be fun. And then prizes galore. Also on December 5th, I highly, highly recommend checking out the Iron Mule Short Comedy Film Festival. You also have you are eligible to enter the Wanna Be a Star contest, where you can actually have a short film made about you, like centering around you for the next film festival. And a lot of people who before they became famous, they did this festival. There's an after party, so you can meet the people who made the videos. Also, every Monday you can check out New York NYC Talent Show at Footlight. And the Iron Mule is at Alamo Draft House.
I'm sorry. The comedy show is the film is where?
It's December 5th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the Footlight is where you can go to the comedy. Or actually, it's an open stage for anything.
Open mic.
I love that it doesn't matter what the topic is, Dwayne will find a way to be confused by it and need clarification.
Maybe I just phase out at times in my life. I don't know, but I just missed that part. I need to know where.
Well, thank you. It's important.
And plus the listeners need to know. They need to repeat
it. Viewers.
On Tuesday around 2 a.m., technically Wednesday, you can find me face down, ass up, with my girlfriend behind me, plowing the shit out of me, popping under my nose.
I gotta go fuck this guy.
It was around 2 a.m.
I gotta go fuck this guy. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you talked to my girlfriend the last time.
I was calling to see if Stormy was coming.
To the show.
I said Stormy. She's like, hey, I know who that is. And I'm like, okay, great. She's not coming.
And I got myself worked up. You know, I'm just ready to get fucked. She calls, and I can't even talk. I just pass the phone over to my girlfriend. She's like, okay, gotta go, because I'm going to fuck him, like, right now.
I gotta go fuck this
guy. Why don't you even answer it, though? I don't answer the phone.
Because it's my partner.
I know. But you can call her back.
It's probably not important at that hour.
Yeah, but it was also fun.
You're still in that Mad Lib book.
I just wanted to fill it out.
Damn you, but you're not letting us play. Damn you.
Okay, let's do one. My stupid ex-husband, left. Stan.
Okay, let's go to the subjects we didn't get to.
Okay.
Charlie Rose?
Oh, I know.
From the dead.
Wow.
There's no one.
I was really surprised.
There's no one to be shot by anymore, though.
At this point, it's just
everyone.
Yeah.
New Jersey woman stuck in septic tank for 3 hours.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that one. That's disgusting.
It's no worse
is that
than
porn?
Living in Jersey.
That's porn.
No, that just actually happened.
That's gross.
That's your porn, maybe. Drunk Florida man arrested for riding a lawnmower on the highway.
Yeah, nice. Florida. Yeah, yeah.
Girlfriend says matching shoes are gay.
What?
Who? Which girl? Who? Yours?
My girlfriend. Oh. She was married to a woman. She's bisexual, and her wife wanted to wear matching shoes, and she goes, "No, that's just too gay."
Oh, the two of them.
Oh, the matching. Two of them. I gotcha. Yeah. Okay, matching outfits.
Or if I match my shoe to my other shoe, is gay.
Do we all agree with that though?
Oh, you couples dressing alike?
I think it's too gay.
If it's a straight couple, it's too gay?
No, it's not gay. It's just
nauseating. It's just dumb.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
It's just dumb.
That is so ironic.
Why?
Because you two dress very similarly.
Similar, but not alike.
You're called the
similar,
twins,
but not
myself.
Alike.
Similar is fine.
Similar,
like,
but not alike.
I have these pink Converse.
They're wearing the same shoes.
That I had that were given to me for a costume, and I bought her a pink ski hat. So that we would match that way.
Yeah.
But not like the same thing.
We're both wearing Converse sneakers.
No, we just happen to have the same taste.
Okay, some days they'll both wear like a blue shirt and jean shorts and the same shoes. And
no, I don't even have jean shorts. So you are wrong.
Thank you, Face Girl.
That's Louise Lasseter.
You are wrong.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richie.
You're welcome.
This was fun once again.
Tune in every week at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio. Radio Free.